Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Gerard Verduin, toxicologist from the Griffin Poison Information Center. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thanks. Nice to be talking to Chai FM again.
Oh, lovely to have you, and thank you for making time. Dr. Verduin, perhaps we can kick off. Can you sort of explain to us what carbon monoxide poisoning actually is and where it comes from?
Okay, well, first of all, you understand that most organisms in life, apart from the plants, use oxygen to generate energy. So the hemoglobin in the system of the human body will take the oxygen up from the lungs, get transported in the body to all of the parts of the body, and then the oxygen is disposed of into cells where it then starts oxidizing all sorts of carbohydrates to generate the energy and to keep the body going. Now, when you don't have sufficient oxygen, in other words, we call it oxygen deprivation, the body can't function properly, and what happens very often is then that you get sodium bicarbonate in the blood system starting to decompose and producing carbon dioxide. And what can also happen in an environment where there's carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide is that that blocks the hemoglobin from taking up oxygen. So the body rapidly becomes deoxygenated. It becomes super saturated with carbon dioxide and also with carbon monoxide. And then the person starts becoming delirious, starts becoming dizzy, starts passing out, and then the pulse rate, everything will slow down, the breathing will slow down, the person goes into coma, and then obviously death is the final result of something like that.
So, I mean, it's obviously just prevents the oxygen from reaching your tissues and organs, so hence, obviously, such a dire result. And this Enyobeni Tavern on Sunday, where could this poisoning have come from?
Well, I've only been able to see some newspaper reports.
Right.
The police have not released anything from the event, which is not surprising to me. But let that sleeping dog lie there.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard from the results was there was a severe cluttering of youngsters, anything between 12 and 14 or 15 years old, in that particular tavern. There was apparently a petrol-driven generator there to keep the power going because of all the load shedding. And you must understand, if you have such a lot of people in a small area, the uptake of oxygen is very rapid. In other words, the air becomes very much depleted from oxygen, and the levels of carbon dioxide in the air will increase rapidly from the normal breathing of such a large number of people in a small enclosed area. If you add on to that, then any combustion engine, like a petrol engine or a diesel engine, it will spew out huge volumes of carbon dioxide and also carbon monoxide because of the fact that now even the engine is not functioning properly, so it doesn't get enough oxygen then to burn the fuel up properly. And when you've got incomplete combustion of a hydrocarbon fuel like petrol, diesel, paraffin, there's always a very good chance of producing carbon monoxide. That's what people do when they basically commit suicide by using the exhaust gas from a car
and pumping it into the car. Yes.
Very much the same that happened there. So it was a combination of the huge number of people in the area and then the combustion exhaust fumes coming off that particular petrol engine in that place that caused that mass mortality of young people.
Wow. And tell me something, Dr. Verduin. How do you detect carbon monoxide? Can you detect it early enough that you can get out of there or something? I mean, what would be the early signs?
The early signs, and I think, again, like I said last night in a different program, you have to take into account that it's not only carbon monoxide, but carbon dioxide also.
Right.
So both of these will prevent the body from taking up sufficient oxygen to function properly. So you can't smell carbon dioxide. Neither can you smell carbon monoxide because both of them are completely colorless and they're completely odorless.
Okay.
What will you experience if you go into a place like that? Is that you start becoming dizzy because your body doesn't have enough oxygen in the system, and you start becoming nearly comatose and then you go into a coma. So if you start feeling that your head starts feeling dizzy, you start spinning and you can't talk properly and you can't move your limbs properly, that is the first and very important sign that there's oxygen depletion or then a buildup of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide in the atmosphere. But there's nothing else that you can use to detect that there's actually an increased load of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide in the atmosphere.
And tell me something, Dr. Verduin, carbon monoxide versus prepper versus a standard pepper spray. I mean, how toxic are they?
Well, carbon monoxide is basically a deadly toxin.
Yeah.
A carbon dioxide overload can be fatal to people. Pepper spray in itself contains capsicum oil, so it's a sulfur type of compound, organosulfur compound,
right,
which is made. It's like eating, and I'm going to use a trade name now, so eating like a very good Nando's chicken. You know, you get that very burning sensation.
Yes,
but
yes.
The pepper spray is a very hot concentration of the capsicum oil, and the purpose of that is to defend yourself against an attacker or against a dog attack. Now, what it does is when you spray pepper spray into a place like that, apparently it was used to try and disperse the crowd from the area. It obviously causes asphyxiation for many of the people, most of the people. And in other words, your trachea starts closing up, your alveolar starts closing up, and people stop breathing because of that incredible, terrible burning sensation they feel in their nose and the esophagus and the trachea and in the lungs. And then that adds on to the problem of not getting enough oxygen because of depleted oxygen levels in the atmosphere. So it's all a compounded effect. So I think that the pepper spray would not have been as bad as it was if there was sufficient oxygen. And I remember back in the old days with some of the strikes and stuff, there were some incidents where children died because the pepper spray is being sprayed directly on them. So they stopped breathing because of that intense burning in the nasal tract and the respiratory tract. So that added on to the problem of the oxygen depletion in the site. And that eventually resulted in the mass mortality of young people.
And really interesting. And Dr. Gerard Verduin, toxicologist from the Griffin Poison Information Center, thank you so much for being on the show tonight and just giving us a bit more insight into carbon
monoxide. Thank you very much.